and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, February 2nd, 2008. It's the birthday of James Joyce, born in a suburb of Dublin in 1882, who wrote four books of fiction in his life, all of them masterpieces, Dubliners, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, Ulysses, and Finnegan's Wake. Born into a middle-class family, his father, though, was a heavy drinker, and the family moved downhill, moving from house to house, each one smaller and cheaper. By the time James was a teenager, they were almost living in poverty. He went to Catholic schools, considered becoming a priest. He was a singer of traditional ballads. He took third place in the national tenor competition when he was 21 years old, but decided to be a writer and decided that he had to get out of Ireland. Went to live on the continent, first in Paris, then in Trieste. He said, "I do not fear to be alone or to be spurned for another or to leave whatever I have to leave, and I'm not afraid to make a mistake, even a great mistake, a lifelong mistake, and perhaps as long as eternity, too." His first book was a collection of short stories, Dubliners, 1914, started right in on an autobiographical novel that would become A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, the story of Stephen Dedalus, who rejects an offer to become a priest so he can become a writer. Then, in Zurich during World War I, spent 7 years writing his novel, Ulysses. The material gathered from his own life, most of the characters based on friends, relatives, the action taking place in real places in Dublin. And all of it on June the 16th, 1904, the day on which James Joyce met the love of his life, Nora Barnacle. They had a date together. Joyce used Homer's Odyssey as a structure for the novel, envisioned Leopold Bloom, a middle-aged Jewish man, as a modern-day Ulysses. But instead of being lost at sea for 10 years and coming home to a faithful wife, Leopold Bloom wanders around Dublin for one day and returns home to his wife Molly, who is cheating on him. Ulysses, full of interior monologue, a character's thoughts, no narrator to help the reader make sense of them, such as the scene in which Leopold Bloom is remembering one of the first times he kissed his wife. "Ravished over her I lay, full lips, full open, kissed her mouth, young life, her lips that gave me pouting, soft, warm, sticky gum jelly lips, flowers her eyes were, take me, willing eyes, pebbles fell, she lay still, screened under fern, she laughed, warm-folded, wildly I lay on her, kissed her eyes, her lips, her stretched neck, beating, woman's breasts, full in her blouse, of nun's veiling. She kissed me, I was kissed, all yielding, she tossed my hair, kissed, she kissed me and me now." Here's a poem by James Joyce on his birthday. "Strings in the earth and air make music sweet, strings by the river where the willows meet. There's music along the river, for love wanders there. Pale flowers on his mantle, dark leaves on his hair. All softly playing, with head to the music bent, and fingers straying upon an instrument." James Joyce's Strings in the Earth and Air, from his collected poems published by Viking and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.